Good morning. It is the sixth day of July, and it seems that every time I go to bed and wake up, it's another month. But here we are, the sixth day of July, and I want to read from James chapter 3 and verse 13. James 3 and verse 17. Again, as we begin the week, let me begin with prayer. Father, thank you for your word, and I pray that we will never use your word for anything other than what it is given for, that we might know God and Jesus Christ whom he has sent. And I pray that the Spirit will guide me, and Father, give understanding to the text so that it will be received as the word of God and not the opinion of men. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. James 3:13. Who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show by his good behavior his deeds in the gentleness of wisdom. James is making sure from this verse of scripture, this one verse of scripture, he's making sure that there is a distinction between the behavior of the believer and the world thinkers, how the world thinks. James begins with a question. Who among you is wise and who among you is understanding? The two statement answers to the one question. Let him show by his good behavior. James begins with the question because he's showing that spiritual growth is not automatic. We don't wake up one morning and say, hey, I am wise. I wasn't wise yesterday. I have understanding. I didn't have it yesterday. I do today. Who is wise and understanding? Is my thinking being refined where I can tell the difference on how I view things compared to my life before I view them before I was saved? There's a difference. But James is even going deeper. He's showing that the wisdom, which comes from one's communion and fellowship with God, the understanding which the believer has is totally different than that which is found in the world. And they cannot be compared. Absolutely not. Listen. When Solomon was to begin his reign, he asked God for wisdom and understanding. And when he received it from God, others came to observe it because it was so different from the wisdom that exists at that time. Look in Proverbs 2, 6 and 7, and then a great verse in the book of Romans, Romans 15, 17. And where before we used to think of things this way, we used to look in this direction for wisdom and understanding. Now we don't. And the believer is equipped by God with a uniqueness of the indwelling Holy Spirit so that when he talks of wisdom, he's talking about that which comes from heaven, which God gives to those who believe in him. When he talks of understanding, this does not come from a classroom. It comes from communion with God. So we will go into how to tell the difference between the wisdom of the world and the wisdom which comes from God. Father, this introductory word from James 3:13. Help us, Lord, to begin to see ourselves as being in the world, but not of it, because our thinking is so totally different from how the world thinks. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.